I'd like to share with you a Shavuos thought, since we're very close to Shavuos. I think it's 48 days to the Yomer already. So I'd like to share with you a thought about the Yom Tov of Shavuos in Maamar Har Sinai. I'd like to be magdim that the Pashtus is that the day of Shavuos is really only the beginning of a period of time. Because Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on Shavuos, but we really didn't become aware of the Mitzvah HaTorah, maybe the Aseres HaDibris. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he came down, the plan was for him to come down 40 days later and deliver the Torah. We didn't have the whole Torah on Chag HaShavuos on this day. And as it turned out, it took another 40, the Egel, and 40 days, and 40 days, it took 120 days till Klal Yisrael actually received all the Mitzvah HaTorah. And I guess the Pashut Peshat is that it started on Shavuos, and Shavuos, the beginning of the Matan Torah began, and over the next 120 days, eventually Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Klal HaTorah Kula. I suppose that's the simplest way to learn. I'd like to share with you a thought that Rav Schwab has in his Sefer on Parshas Vaschanan, maybe to add a nekudah to it. Rav Schwab talks about the fact that by Matan Torah, it consistently uses a language of standing. There in Parshas Vaschanan, it says, Raki Shomer Lachosh, Menashe HaMiyayit, Pentishkach, one of the Sheish Sechiris is to remember, the day that Klal Yisrael stood, everybody was standing by Har Sinai, there were no chairs. Everybody stood at Matan Torah, and it consistently talks about standing. Mentioned that Klal Yisrael, it could have said Yikalu, they gathered, as it says usually, and here it says Vayisyatsu, they stood. Vayaram v'yanu v'yamdu meirachai. Again, he uses the lashon of Amida, and in general, the language of Maamar Har Sinai always seems to make a stress on the lashon of Amida. And Rav Schwab wants to explain what the Amida is referring to. He has a kasha that generally, when a person has Gilu Shechina, when a person has Nevuah, just the opposite happens. They usually, it says, a Navi Shaul had Nevuah, so it says the Nevuah came upon him and he fell. He fell on his face. And generally, Nevuah comes with the Bittul Harigation. Nevuah doesn't come to people in the standing. It comes to people, Dafka, when they've been Nefilah. And if you notice the Chumash, many times where it says, in one place or another, that the Shechina came, it always says Vayiplu al Pneiim, that Klal Yisrael fell to their face by the Meraglim, they were all tumbling, and then the Shechina comes and Vayiplu al Pneiim, Vayar Kolom Vayarainu, Vayiplu al Pneiim. It always uses the opposite of Amida, Loshen of Nefila. On Har HaKarmel, when Klal Yisrael comes together at Har HaKarmel, it says, when they said, Hashem Ulekim, Hashem Ulekim, if you look at the pasuk there, it says, Vayiplu al Pneiim Vayomru Hashem Ulekim, Hashem Ulekim. So that always, on the one hand, by Mount Torah, it talks about Amida. On the other hand, it's the opposite of all of the experiences of Nevuah, which always come with Nefilah. This is Rav Schwab's question. We have a similar question by Yomim Neiroim. It says by the Avodah Yom Kippur Va'kayin Va'ha'am Ha'imda Ba'azara K'sho Yishayim Es Shem Agadol Giva Yosef Hikayin Gadol Ha'yu K'ayin Mishtachim V'naifim Ha'apneihim. It says by there when they heard the Shem Hashem, so everybody bowed and fell to their face. That's when we bow in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, when the Kohen Gadol spoke out to Shem Hashem. The problem is, in Shulchan Aruch, it says just the opposite. It says, when you daven Shemini Esrei, and you bow, you say Baruch, and you say Atah, it says, by Hashem, you have to stand. The Shulchan Aruch brings the pasuk Hashem Zekev Kefufim, that by Hashem you have to be standing upright. So it seems a little strange that in Shulchan Aruch it says the Shem Hashem, you stand upright. And in the Avodah Yom Kippurim it says because you're Hashem, as Hashem a gadol yaitzim pikayin gadol, how you koyim shachvim v'neiflin. It seems the feeling. So the answer that's given there is the following answer. When you hear the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem, so you feel a sense of subjugation, a sense of bittul, and you bow, you fall on your face and you bow down. But the Kohen Gadol himself, who's charged with saying the Shem Hashem, with doing the Avodah, he doesn't fall, he doesn't bow. He stands upright. He's like, he stands proudly and says the Shem Hashem. It's the other people that are hearing it, that are not doing it, that are neifim al p'neihim. When you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you say Baruch Atah. When you come to the Shem Hashem, when you're the one who's charged with doing the Avodah, there's no bittul, it's fakarit, it's a responsibility. The person who senses the responsibility, he does it by mida, he does it with a shtolz, he does it with a pride. He doesn't do it with a hachna. So the Yisrael Advarim is that when somebody else is doing it and you're a makabel, so you're nifal al paneihem. When you're the one who's charged with doing, then it's ba'amida. So Schwab says the same idea here. He says in Yisrael about Chag HaShavuos, the Matan Torah is not about the Kabbalah of the Tayag Mitzvahs of the Torah. Chag HaShavuos is about Limud HaTorah. It's about the fact that Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai learned Kaviyachov from the Rabbeinu Shalom himself that Panim Apanim Dibar Hashem Imachem on that day. It's a day of Limud HaTorah. In other words, it was a day that Klal Yisrael learned. It wasn't the beginning of a 40-day process or 120-day process of being Mekabel Tayag Mitzvahs. Tayag mitzvahs really started, if you want to go by when it started a chayrei. The chayrei, they already got mitzvahs. What's unique about the night of Shavuos, the day of Shavuos, the day of Kabbalah Satayra, is that it was a day of Klal Yisrael being Mekabel Limud HaTorah, starting to learn, and the learning is the aspect of Shavuos, that's the aspect of Shavuos that we take note of. And that's the Vayamdu. Rav Schwab says, the Gemara says in Megillah, that until the door of Rabbi Gamliel, Shiorat Chul Shalom Olam, people used to always learn standing. Everybody learned standing, and that was Dan Haga. And it says, Shemes Rabbi Gamliel Batla Kavod HaTorah. The Gemara says, what's the Kavod HaTorah? That until his day, everybody learned standing, and after that, they started to, if you have to learn standing the whole time, it would be very difficult. So we started to sit when we learned. But the idea of Amida is connected to Limud HaTorah, and that's why Al Tishkach Hashemat Ofnei Hashem Lekecha B'Chayreg Fakert. If it was Nevuah, you wouldn't have been standing. If you were just Makabel and Nevuah to do mitzvahs, you would be Neifel Al Paneihem. Someone who's a Makabel is Bahachna. He's Neifel Al Paneihem and he's Makabel. Somebody who he himself is the Loimed, he's learning. He's Bamida, he's Beskifa, he's with pride. He's the person who's charged with doing it. So it's not Bachna, Fakert, it's with a guy with a Kedusha, it's with a sense of standing. So that is the side of the day of Kabbalah Satayra, of the Amida, is the standing and the beginning to learn. That answers really many of the other typical questions on Shavuos, the question of why we celebrate Shavuos Bechlal on the failed, so to speak, Matan Torah. These luchas failed. There was an eagle and they were broken. We really should celebrate Matan Torah by the second luchas, which had a kiyum. And the answer is no, we're not celebrating what happened 40 days later. We're celebrating what happened today. Today was the day that Klal Yisrael became Lomdei Torah at Har Sinai. They learned, but they weren't charged with learning. People always learned. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov learned, and there's learning to know what to do. And then there's learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, to the degree they kept mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, they had to learn, otherwise they wouldn't know. Shevet Levi learned. Yaakov Avinu made a yeshiva in based on Talmud in Mitzrayim. He learned to have Klal Rufa with Yosef. But the Klal Yisrael becoming charged with Limud HaTorah, that's what Kabbalah HaTorah was. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Anoichi, Parcha Nishmasam, the neshama left their body and they had to have a tchias ameisim. Then Hashem said lo yilecha and parcha nishmasam, you had to have a tchias ameisim. So I guess after twice the people had enough. So he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know this is not working. You speak with us, that Hashem tell you and you tell us. And needs a hezbo what the whole game plan is like. You know, sometimes you have an event and you plug in all the machines and it blows the circuits and everything goes out because it's too much. What? Presumably, if the Parcha Nishmasam, I would doubt they were still standing, but Loi HaYisi Sham, I don't know exactly. We'll get the big video in heaven and we'll see it. But it sounds like Kavi Yochel, it was overload. You know, they got this heavy HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching, and wow, and the Parcha Nishmasam. The second time, Parcha Nishmasam. And it sounds like if they wouldn't have said stop, it would have happened 10 times. Usually if you blow the circuit once and twice, you fix it before you plug it in again. The whole episode needs an explanation. So I once saw that the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim that for 26 generations, there were 26 kilolam chastais in the halal gadol, haylo Hashem kitay kilolam chastai. There are 26. For 26 generations, the world existed on chesed. There were no lein de Torah. The world existed without limud haTorah. And matan Torah, everything changed. From matan Torah and on, it's a world where you have to deserve in order to get. Where it depends, because the world lives on is kayim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says there always has to be someone learning, and the world is kayim based on deserving, based on limud haTorah, which means that there's a certain level of deserving to be to get whatever a person gets. It says tchias ameisim. Those who don't learn are not going to get up at tchias ameisim. It says it could be a person, be a frum yid, do zero averis, every mitzvah. If a person is not a Limud Torah, the Gemara says that he doesn't get up at Tchias HaMesim. Olam Haba could be he gets. But Tchias HaMesim comes as a schar. It's a change. Matan Torah was a change from the 26 generations that lived the Chesed to a new, sort of a new world order, a new Seder HaDvarim, where Parcha Nishmasam, the old Seder HaOlam, disappeared. And it's like a reset button. So now you get your neshama based on what you're undeserving, based on what a person deserves. It's like, he's running out batteries. Now you plug it in. You have to give it the energy has to come from a new source. So part of the Parcha Nishmasam is sort of a reordering of the bria, which started by Matan Torah that there had to be a deserving of it, which again implies that it wasn't the first of 40 days and they got the Torah 40 days later. But it means on that day, something happened that changed everything. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he had to come down 40 days later. But something changed. So that's something that changed. This is Rav Schwab's idea that it's a yomtiv, not of Kabbalah's Taryag Mitzvahs. It's a yomtiv of Kabbalah, of Limud HaTorah, to be Lime Day Torah. And that's really the Yisayid HaDvarim of Hashamat Lofnei Hashem Lekech B'chayrev, the Amida, is the learning that a person does, and I guess that's the very appropriate thing to tell people that are in the Beis Medrash close to midnight on every Thursday night. And we got to spread the gospel a little bit and get some more people here. If we can spread the word, Kabbalah HaTorah is about Limud HaTorah. It's about spreading the Limud HaTorah and putting energy in the Limud HaTorah. And let's hope that we should be Matzliach to continue to do it ourselves and then to spread it in Klal Yisrael. A good Yom Tov, everybody.